take out the heart when the animal was alive. Because if they took out the heart, it starts to bleed. So there should have been some blood on the skin. So since there's no blood on the skin, it must be that this rip just happened later on, and it's not a zevach of a mace, not a zevach for an avodah zarah. But Amar Rav Huna, Loshonu, when is this learned? That if you do not find any blood on the skin, that the skin is okay, elishloi molchoi, if they did not salt yet, start to work on the skin. Avol molchoi, if they started to salt the skin, started to work on it, eima molchoi evrosoi, then you have to be afraid that really there was blood on the skin. They first cut it open when it was alive, they took out the heart. Just later when they started to salt it, that took away the blood. So if you would find a piece of skin that has a hole cut out exactly where the heart was, you still have to be afraid that maybe they were even avoided it. Only if it's a skin that was not worked on yet and there's no blood, then it's alright. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Bizman Shekrash Loyogul, Osa Moshech Mot. He makes a difference in the Mishnah. He explains it further, that this hole has to be round, and the other thing is going to take the heart out. But if it's a straight slit, then it's mutter. Most probably they did not use it for the avodah zarah. And on this, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Yishno, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He said, oh, but that's the halacha. That's why he speaks out, these Amoraim do not hold from the klal, we hold all over them. We usually have a klal that kol mokum, shishon Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, but Mishnah Seinu, halacha kamaisai. Any time Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says halacha in the Mishnah, we always pass them like him. So these Amoraim here, Rabbi Yosef does not hold from that. That's why here he has to say out separately, halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay, so the question is, does anybody argue on him or not? Alright, so he said here, halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Omalei Abaya. Halacha, you're saying, oh, halacha, we pass in this way, mechlal, it should be a proof, the pligi, that there's an argument here, somebody argues. So Kitabai wants to know, like, who argues? And now Mishnah, it's not mashma, anybody argues. Sure, the Tanakhama says a stam statement, that Arvus Levuvim is offer, and now he comes to explain it. But who said there's any argument here? So, why do you have to say halacha? Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef answered back and said, my nafkulim luchomino, what's the difference? Whether somebody argues or not. I'm telling you a straight statement that the halacha is like him. What's the difference if somebody argues or not? Some Abaye said back, no. Gemara Gomer Zemutet Hey. Like you're teaching me Gemara, is it like a song that you just sing? In other words, you can't say extra words. It's a kash on you. If you tell me halacha, it must be that somebody argues. So I want to hear who argues. Because if nobody argues, you do not say such a lashon of halacha. Like it's not a song here, I'm singing, say extra words. Every word counts. So if you say halacha is that way, it must mean somebody argues. So you want to know who argues. First, like B'tmiya, Abaya Talmid of Rabbi Yosef. Abaya was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef. Hukomalei, Atam Alam Deinu Leim Halacha Maisai, you taught us in Shir that the halacha is like a Shem Gamliel. Fetei Kizem of Yalma, should that be just like a song? D'yein Chok in Halacha Lamali. Like if nobody argues, what do you have to tell me that's the halacha? That was Abaya's question, who argues? Then the Mishnah says. Then the Mishnah says, "Bosara nichnas la'avros kechavim muta." If a Jew finds meat that's on its way into the base of avodah zarah, it's still muta b'ano. They did not bring it for a korban yet. It's still muta b'ano. The Mishnah says, "Man tana who's the tana of our Mishnah? Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, to like Rabbi Elazar. Our tana is not like Rabbi Elazar." Because our Mishnah is talking about that they're bringing in now a piece of meat. In other words, they already killed the animal. They made a shechita on the animal outside, and now somebody's bringing in a piece of flunky, and he's bringing in a piece of meat into the base of avodah zarah. So you're telling me now this piece of meat is still muta b'ano until they actually bring it in front of the avodah zarah. So who is the man d'omer that says when they made the shechita, it's still muta b'ano? That's not like Rebbe Elazar. Why? He says that we have in the Gemara in Chulin, we have that stam machsheves oivtei kechavim li'avodes kechavim. That stam a goy, whenever he shechts an animal, he always has in mind to do with the shein avodes zarah. And especially here, that they're taking this meat now to bring it into the base of avodes zarah. Yeah. So if a goy shechted this meat outside, for sure, according to Rabbi Elazar, his stam machshev is to do it l'shein avodes zarah. So when he shechted the animal, he made it into a korban for an avodah zarah. So the animal is already yosef ano. So how could our Mishnah say that when the guy is bringing the piece of meat inside, it didn't get there yet, it's still mutar b'ano? According to Rabbi Lezer, it's already also b'ano. As soon as the guy made the shchita, stam shchita is done, l'shem avoyde zara. Doesn't make a difference. Look at Rashi. Stam machshavam, v'chi shochta ovdo li'avoras b'chavim b'shchitosai. When a guy makes the shchita, that's his avoyde, that's the way he worships the avoyde zara. The shchita alone is the ma'isa avoyde. The nesra, and therefore the animal becomes also b'ano. The shchitosa, he takrevusa, Rashi says. According to Rabbi Lezer, the shchit alone, whenever a guy, a stam guy, makes a shchit on an animal, he always thinks that he's shechting it now l'shei may avoy dezara. Therefore, the shchit alone is like he worshipped with the animal, that the animal right now is also b'ano. So why does our Mishnah say this piece of meat coming in? It's still mutu b'ano. It must be not like Rabbi Lezer. That we, our Mishnah, knows that no, when a guy stam makes a shchit, it's not done l'shem avoy dezara. Stam a shchit is stam a shchita. Only now when he takes the meat and brings it inside and puts it down in front of the avoy dezara, now he's worshipping the avoy dezara with the piece of meat, now it becomes a zevach, now it becomes asa b'ano. So on the way out, the piece of meat is asa. But on the way in, the meat is still mutter. Then the Mishnah says, v'hayotzei, for somebody meets the guy when they bring the piece of meat outside, v'hayotzei, then the v'hayotzei asa. When the meat is on the way out, then already we say they worshipped with it inside. Therefore, it's also b'ano. So on the way out, it's us, right? Right. Right. Mor says, my time, what's the reason? It's not possible that they did not worship, they did not use this to be a carbon. That this meat inside, they put down in front of the Avodah Zarah, as if to say they're giving him a present. They're giving the meat to the Avodah Zarah. That's the way they worshipped him. Therefore, the piece of meat now is called Takruvos. Takruvos means anything you bring to the Avodah Zarah itself, any present you give him, becomes also b'ano. Gemara says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. Goes to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri. The Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri Oimer. Minayin letakruvas avodes kechovim shemetame biyoyol. How do we know that any takruvas? Takruvas is anything you bring for a present, anything you bring to worship the avodes zarah with, anything you give in front of him to give to him to worship him with. So it's also b'ano, and it even has tumas meis on it. Shemetame biyoyol. It has such a tummy on it that if it's in the same room as you, anything in that room becomes tummy. In other words, this takruvas has the loch of a meis. Just like a mace, in the, anybody in the same room becomes Tomei, here also. Shneem the Pesuk says, Vayitzmedu leBaal Por, the Jews there where they worship Baal Por, Vayoichlo Zivche Mesem, and the meat they ate is considered a Zevach of a mace, it has the same loch like a mace. There is a Takruvus of Avodah Zarah, has a loch like a mace. It is so Ma mace, just like a regular mace. Mitame B'yoyil, a mace has the strongest Tumah, it has Tumas Oil, that anybody under the same roof also becomes Tamei, is Af Takruvas, Avros Kechovim, Mitame B'yoyil. The same thing applies to Takruvas. Anything that's brought to worship and avoid the Zohar with also becomes Tamei B'yoyil. So Rashi says, Uma Meis Mitame B'yoyil, Umino, from here also I see, Ma Meis Osa B'hano, just like a mace, it's also to have any enjoyment from a mace. Like we learn out in the Gemara Sanhedrin from Batomet Shamiriam that Shom Shom Yegla Rufa. So after Grufa Zavos Chovin Os Asur Bano. See when the Awal Gemara brings it down, but Teres the Hilchas Tuma Shaboy. But what's the Gaya to us is not that it's Metame B'Yoyol, but it has a locha like a mace, and therefore it's Asur Bano. So our Mishnah says Yehuda Ben Beseira that the Grufa Zavos Chovin is Asur Bano. So Teres is Medayik here it's Mashma that the Rabbonin do not make the Sekish. The Mor says only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but the Rabbanim itself, they do not agree to this. And Tosfos says, not only that Tosfos brings down the Gemara, other Gemara they agree also. Therefore, Tosfos says, for Shabbat Hashem, the Takruva Shukain Tanim, the Goyin Zvicha Kitu Venisach, made the Rabbanim Dafino Mimeis. That when you actually make a Zevach, you shech the animal, or you burn it for the Avodah Zarah, Yayin Nesach, then everybody agrees, you learn out from Meis, that it's Asr Banor. Here is only a question that it's not Kain Trim. They're only taking this piece of meat and just bringing it inside. They're not making the Shechita L'Shem Avodah Zarah. They're only like giving a piece of meat for a present. So here is some Achleikas, if you do the Mesev, it says Asr, and the Chom Mesev will be Mutter. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'ochin L'Tafoyis Asurim Losses Losses Himoyim. When you see the Goyim going to their base Avodah Zarah, they're on the way to worship in the Avodah Zarah, so then it's also for a Jew to do business with them on the way, because they're afraid if they do a good deal on the way, they'll feel happy, and then when they're in the base Avodah Zarah, they'll worship, they'll be Moida, you're causing them to be Moida to the Avodah Zarah. Omar Shmuel, Oive Kechavim a Goy, Ha'olach Letarpois, he's going to his base Avodah Zarah, so like our Mishnah says, Bialicha Asura, when he's on his way there, it's also to do business with him, to not give him a good time. But why? The Ozalu Maida, Kami Avodas Kechavim. Because if you give him a good deal now, any deal, anything good that he has, he goes in and thanks the Avodah Zarah for it. So you're causing him to worship the Avodah Zarah. But Bichazara, when he's leaving the base of Avodah Zarah, is coming home, on his way home, then Mutta. Why? Because by Goy, might heavy. What happened, happened. He doesn't think so much about the base of Avodah, about the Avodah Zarah when he's coming home. He's finished with him until his next visit. So on his way home, it's okay to do business. But Yisrael, let's say you have a Jew, Halach L'Tapois, that's on his way, he's Rachmanis, he's going to worship Avodah Zarah. So like this, Bi Halich, if he's only on his way there, Mutter. You're allowed to do business with him. You don't have to be afraid he'll feel good. Why? Do Mahadevei. He's still a Jew. He didn't worship the Avodah Zarah yet. Most probably he'll do tshuva and he won't go. But the Chazara, if the Jew really went, and he really worshipped the Avodah Zarah there, now even though he leaves it, also, it's still also to do business with him. Why? Because